Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
It's like the last Die Hard.
Oh, the one in Russia?
Yeah. We're kind of like, what just happened? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's kind of like that after the one before it, too.
Yeah.
Live Free or Die Hard? Or is that the newest one? Which was the newest one? Oh, no. Good Day to Die Hard.
That was the newest one.
Yeah. Live Free or Die Hard was the first, the one before.
I
really liked, they were supposed to do a Die Hard 24 crossover.
Really?
Yeah. That was actually what was going to happen before Good Day to Die Hard. And, I forget exactly why, but I know Kiefer Sutherland dropped out, and they decided not to do it. But you know what the name was going to be? Die Hard 24/7.
See, I would go see that.
I thought it was brilliant. Right, I thought it was a brilliant name. And I guess for a little while they were thinking of still calling it Die Hard 24/7, even though it wasn't going to be a 24 crossover anymore, but they... They ended up nixing it, of course. Kind of stinks.
Are they doing a sixth one? I mean, they must be, right?
I don't know that they are, but I mean, I assume so. I don't know.
You know, actually, I just watched, I was watching part of Bruce Willis on SNL. He was on SNL like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was promoting. He just seemed to be on there. But in his monologue, he said something about, like, six diehards being too many. And I was like, maybe they are making another one then.
I believe they are. Production status announced. You want to know what the production name thus far is?
Wait, okay, hang on. Is it Die Hard 6 or is it actually given a name?
Well, it has, I mean, this might just be the working name, but yes, it has another name.
Okay, I'm going to say...
It's bad. It's really bad.
Revenge is a dish best served diehard. No. wait. Let's see. Midnight in the Garden of Diehard.
You're overthinking it a lot. It's much, much simpler.
Die Hard Again?
You're closer.
Look Who's Die Harding. It's called... Look Who's Die Harding 2.
You want to know?
No, wait. I bet it's Look Who's Die Harding Now and Installed Dogs.
That would be good and an interesting crossover since Bruce Willis, obviously.
3 Men in a Die Hard?
No. It's so simple and so dumb.
All right, what is it?
Die Hardest.
Oh, I almost said that.
It's
and then I was like, no, that's too easy.
It's even worse than you thought.
That's too easy and is just stupid.
Yeah. It says Die Hardest, action adventure thriller, and then a note underneath, it will take place in Tokyo.
Is that like a threat? That's like the tagline? On the poster, it just says, Die Hardest. It will take place in Tokyo.
Yeah, the guy who... The writer, Ben Treblecook?
I think it's pronounced Treblecleff.
No. He has, he's written some real crap, it looks like. Not much. Clean Skin, Three Steps to Heaven, Deader Country. Yeah. Doesn't look good.
Interesting.
I mean, it was going to be bad either way, but unless they were like, you know what, we're going back to the Nakatomi Tower, and we're bringing Hans Gruber back, despite the fact that that makes no logical sense.
Like, he comes back as a zombie? Or they cloned him? They have the guy,
yeah.
They have the guy from Jurassic Park be like, we found this mosquito that had sucked the blood from Hans Gruber.
I would prefer that, because everything is a fucking zombie these days. I will take the clone of Hans Gruber first.
Unfortunately, we left him with overbearing parents, and now it's gay Hans Gruber. But
where are my detonators? Yeah, I don't know. It's bad idea. Yeah, obviously.
Which part's the bad idea? Our idea, or just to make a sixth Die Hard?
No, to make a sixth.
Okay. I thought our idea was awesome.
I mean, our idea is better than whatever the hell they're going to do.
Yeah. Speaking of sequels. Oh, sorry. Do you have more on that?
No. I was just going to complain some more.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of sequels, the Batman versus Superman movie has apparently already started shooting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they're saying that Zack Snyder was snapped on set by Henry Cavill News of the upcoming superhero movie at a game between East Los Angeles College and Victor Valley College at Weingart Stadium on Friday. The shoot for a game between rivals Gotham City University and Metropolis State University.
Oh.
A representative from Warner Brothers told the crowd they would be in Batman vs. Superman, appearing to confirm that was the working title for the film. Gotham City University and Metropolis State University were filmed playing, while another scene involved a fight being broken up on the field.
So, I mean, So what did they just watch The Dark Knight Rises and say, hey, we need a football scene in here?
I guess. I don't.
Is that what happened?
But it's a college. I don't know.
The field's going to collapse.
I don't understand why they're including colleges on that. Like, why? I don't know. This already worries me. Because I'm not sure how it would make sense.
I mean, yes, I agree.
Like,
I mean, honestly, the whole concept is probably just not going to be executed well.
Yeah. Like, does the game happen? Oh. Did Bruce Wayne ever play football? Is that what they're going to do? Are they going to make it seem like Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent fought while they were playing football? And then that's, like, where their story begins?
I don't know. I don't remember him ever playing football.
I don't think so. I know in the Richard Donner movies, they had Clark Kent as like the not like the water boy, like the equipment manager.
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like if Superman should play anything, he should play baseball. You know.
Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the all-American image and everything.
Yeah. Plus, you just really like baseball.
But that doesn't... That's not anything to do with it. I mean, it's... Superman's so generically American
that he should be playing baseball?
You know? Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't know where they're going with this, and it concerns me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the whole thing kind of concerns me. But
anyway.
So I was thinking, I don't know, do you have anything else you wanted to
I was gonna just quickly find out what Michelle Pfeiffer was up to.
Oh yeah, let's check it out.
Let's see, last thing that she did, I could because I think she took a break at one
point. Last thing I remember her in was What Lies Beneath.
Let's see. She was in... Oh, she was in The Family this year with Robert De Niro. Which I did not hear anything about, actually. I was going to say I didn't hear good things about it, but I don't think I heard anything about it.
Yeah, you're right.
She was in a movie called People Like Us. I don't know anything about that one. Dark Shadows. New Year's Eve. She was in a movie called Sherry, which I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Although it looks like she plays Paris. Sherry tells the story of the affair between an aging retired courtesan who is played by, I'm assuming, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Courtesan?
Sure.
Yeah, aging.
If you want to say that. Aging and retired.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Played by Michelle Pfeiffer and a flamboyant young man, Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, fucking Fred. Let's see. She was in Personal Effects. Don't know what that says. I Could Never Be Your Woman. All right. Sounds hostile. Yeah. Hairspray.
Oh, Hairspray.
Yeah. And Stardust in 2007.
Yeah, I don't know any of these.
Stardust, I saw. I don't not really remember. And she took a few years off. She was the voice of Sin. She was a voice in Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas in 2003. She was in a movie called White Oleander in 2002, which sounds familiar, but I know nothing about it.
Hmm.
Let's see. And then another great movie, I Am Sam. I forgot about I Am Sam. Oh, and then What Lies Beneath.
Yeah. A classic.
I guess.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but again, Harrison Ford, you enjoy anything that he's in.
Well, you know, it's it was a good film. Not really, but you know.
I mean, he was in it, though.
Fine, I just liked it because Harrison Ford was in it.
Let's see. Okay.
I saw it in the theater.
All right, here's a new thing. I am going to read off Harrison Ford movies. Stop me when you see a movie that you did not like.
All right.
Or, no, let's do it this way. Tell me when you see, or when I tell you a movie that you would not watch again.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. American Graffiti. The Conversation. We'll skip the TV movies he was in. Okay, and then the next one's not fair. Star Wars A New Hope. Heroes. Force 10 from Navarone. Star Wars Holiday Special.
Okay, right there. I would never watch that again. That's not true. Maybe I would just for a laugh.
Star Wars Holiday Special?
Yeah, it's
I've never seen it.
It's very, very bad.
Okay, so maybe that one, but that's another TV movie. Apocalypse Now. Hanover Street. The Frisco Kid. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Blade Runner. Return of the Jedi.
Okay. No.
Temple of Doom. Witness. Mosquito Coast. Frantic. Working Girl. Last Crusade. Presumed Innocent. Regarding Henry. Patriot Games. Fugitive. Clear and Present Danger. Now we're getting a little iffy here. Sabrina.
I've never seen it, so I can't say for sure.
But you would definitely watch it at least once.
I absolutely.
Okay. Devil's Own, Air Force, 6 Days, 7 Nights.
Okay, yes. I have seen it, and no, I would not watch it again.
You would not watch that one again? All right, so that's one.
I don't think so.
What is Random Hearts?
It's dumb. It's a romantic comedy. I know I've seen...
Wait, is it a romantic comedy?
I thought it was.
It says romantic drama. The film is about a police officer and a congresswoman who discover that their spouses were having an affair prior to being killed in a plane crash. I feel like that's not a romantic comedy.
It's not a comedy. You don't think that's a comedy? Maybe
no,
it's
I
not a comedy.
I don't think that's a comedy. What Lies Beneath? K-19 The Widowmaker?
Dumb movie. I have already watched it twice.
Okay. Here's where I would tap out. Here's
Hollywood Homicide?
Yes. I'm tapping out for sure. Wow.
No, thank you.
Is that where you're tapping? Well, you tapped out at Six Days, Seven Nights. Which I don't think I ever saw.
It's not good. All right, now you got to take into account, though. Look at some of those movies that you mentioned.
Some of them are very good.
Those are a lot of really good movies.
Well, yeah, up until you get to, like, I'm going to say 2000.
Yeah. He's done some crap, especially recently, but
what is
there's a lot of good films in there.
Actually, what is Water to Wine, where he played Jethro the bus driver?
I have no idea. Firewall, I have that. It's okay.
What's it about?
It's not great. It's a...
Wait, hang on. Let me guess. Let's see.
It's a thriller.
Is it about these bad guys that take his family in order to get him to get past a firewall security system and hack into something?
Not really,
And all Harrison Ford wants is his family back.
No, not really, but I mean...
But kind of.
You've got some elements there.
It's a little bit of that, right?
There's a little bit of that.
Okay.
But yes. I mean, it's not that good, but it's worth a watch.
Okay. Does he ever say the line, "I want my family back"?
No, and there's no "give me back my son" either.
Okay. Does he tell anyone to get off his plane?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. I still have to find out what Water to Wine is, but as Jethro the bus driver, I hope he says, "Get off my bus."
Get off my bus.
Crystal Skull. A Crossing Over. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Like with John Edwards?
I don't know. So it's a movie that he's in.
I have no idea.
I don't know what Extraordinary Measures is.
I didn't see that.
Morning Glory.
Oh, that was the one where he's like the news guy, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I didn't see that one either. It looked too... I was going to say it looked too stupid, but not like most of his movies have in recently. But...
Cowboys and Aliens. That wasn't too bad.
No.
Here's one. He was great in this. 42.
Oh. You know what? I still haven't watched it.
You should watch it. Because he's really good in it. There's a great scene where Harrison Ford talks about how much he loves baseball. I bet it would make you cry.
You're probably right.
Come back, though. He was in 42. He's in something called Paranoia, which I don't know what that's about. And then Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
The Legend Continues. And Expendables 3, so.
Oh, Jesus.
But, we both want to see Expendables 3.
I mean, if you're asking me if I will see it, yes. Do I necessarily want it to come out? Not really.
Oh, really? Because I really want to see it. Because isn't Wesley Snipes in it, too?
Yes, he is.
See, I'm looking forward to... Because at this point, it's all... The second one was all everything that you'd seen before, and they're just playing on their other characters more. But now, in Expendables 3, we got some new blood. So we got Wesley Snipes making a joke about always betting on black. Mel Gibson, talking about Jews. We got Harrison Ford... Probably something with a hat or a whip will come up.
Being old.
Maybe somebody will call him a scruffy looking.
Yeah. There has to be an old joke in there.
Yeah, something about him being old, something about him being scruffy looking. His character name is apparently Max Drummer. Wesley Snipes is just called Surgeon.
Surgeon, huh?
What's funny is that all these people actually have names in the movie, and I always just watch the movie and refer to them by their actual names.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Mel Gibson will play Conrad Stonebanks.
Conrad Stonebanks?
Yes.
It sounds like a news reporter.
This is Conrad Stonebanks, and the Jews are still after me.
I'm Conrad Stonebanks. This is Dateline.
And we're out. And it just all of a sudden you realize that he's just sitting against like a news backdrop in a suit jacket, but no pants, and he's in his basement, and there's no camera.
Conrad Stonebanks. Stonebanks.
Yeah. I think I might have said Snowbanks. Oh, and Kelsey Grammer is apparently in this.
No way.
As Bonaparte.
Bonaparte?
Yeah. You know, because they're all doing... They're basically just all doing names like G.I. Joe. Like, could use a movie.
It just... Just so dumb.
And it's just... It's so inexpensive to make, I bet. That they're just like, well, fuck it. We'll keep doing it.
I guess.
You know, and it is a decent action movie. They are decent action movies. I mean, I've seen the first one and the second one each once. And that's probably all I need to see them. But, hang on, I was looking up. Okay, budget of the second one, $100 million. Box office? Yeah. $312.5 million.
Yeah.
So of course they're gonna make another one.
Oh yeah. No, and I don't blame them for making another one.
As long as they just keep going, like expendable list. The most expendable.
Still expendable?
still expendable.
I think that's my favorite thing to do when making up a sequel title. Is saying, like, still whatever.
Still expendable. I don't know. Yeah, they're just going to keep making sequels, though. And I don't blame them. I'll watch them at least once.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I don't necessarily want them, though. I just... Like, it's not something I need. I'm all set. Not that I'm saying no. Like, I'm saying I don't care.
Yeah, but now, did you even see the second one?
I did not. No, I didn't.
Okay.
So are you saying that I need to see The Expendables 2?
No, because I'm pretty sure I relayed the story to you at one point.
Yeah, you did.
So, I mean, I don't think you really need to. Although, I'm not sure exactly what version I told you. It may or may not have been accurate. I'm going to guess wasn't accurate.
No, you don't think you were accurate?
No, because I'm pretty sure there was a thing about Stallone reading a letter and sending dick pics. Or the dead guy asking him to send dick pics or tit pics from his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think that actually happened, but in my mind, it did. Eventually, I'm going to rewatch the second one and be like, wait, that didn't happen at all.
No, because you're just going to convince yourself that it did happen.
Yeah. I hope with Antonio Banderas they make a Puss in Boots reference. Because I can't think of any other movie he's been in.
Zorro.
Well, yeah, besides that, but that's too obvious.
Oh, okay, they're going to go real real subliminal on this.
And they're going to do the Puss in Boots, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sequels.
Sequels, yeah. I was thinking the other day, what sequel or sequels do we pretend to like because we love the first so much? Like, what sequels are actually really bad, but we still kind of like pretend that they're okay, even though they're not?
Expendables 2.
Okay.
Wait, no, you said because we like the first one, though.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. That doesn't count.
Because I think I mean I'm thinking of some kind of obvious ones.
You had mentioned this to me before, and you had a very excellent example of this.
perfect example, I think, is Ghostbusters 2.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be serious. Except for a couple parts, except for a few lines and everything, Ghostbusters 2 kind of sucks. I mean, it's just not very good. You know, like, the best part is when they go underground there and they find the ghost train and all the slime. That's probably the best part of the movie, and they knock out the power. And then when Winston breaks down the door instead of just unlocking it because he was on the side with the lock.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
When the toaster lights on fire. But honestly, other than those parts, the movie's not good.
Yeah, it's not. I've had people say, oh, it's not that bad. I'm just like, yeah, it's. When you compare it to the first one, it's really bad.
I mean, like, when you get to the end there, and that fucking, that Statue of Liberty is shuffling down the street, and, oh, it's just, it's unbearable almost to watch.
Yeah, it's rough. And like, the beginning, where they're doing the kids' party.
Oh, and all the kids yell out, they scream for He-Man.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That's a good example. I think the other very common example would be the second and third Back to the Future.
That was my other thought, yeah. Because, you know, they're okay. Like, they're not terrible, especially... I don't know.
We talked about this before, because at one point I marathoned all three of them.
Yeah.
And might not put in this category, because the second one's okay. But the third one is really bad. The third one is really, really bad.
Yeah. It is bad. But also, the future scenes in the second one are really terrible, too. I mean, alternate 1985 is okay.
But yeah, but I think now the future scenes are really bad. I think when I was a kid and I watched them, though, I thought the future scenes were really cool.
Yeah, but that's because you were a kid and your tastes were shitty.
I know. I think it's because at the time, like, it looked pretty good. I think because of where we're at now, we're like, because now we're almost at that point and we're like, this is bullshit.
I don't even think it's that. I just think it's dumb. I don't know. It's not even like obviously, yeah, no one's wearing two ties. No one's wearing clear ties. The Jaws thing is dumb. But the hoverboard, I mean, come on. Hoverboards need power. Like, I mean, that shit's terrible. Like, the whole sequence is really bad. That guy
is really bad, yeah.
I don't know. Like, Alternate 1985 I enjoy, but it's still kind of dumb. And then when they go back to the 50s again, it's really just the first movie again. So, yeah, it's kind of good, but, I mean, you're really not breaking any new ground.
Well, yeah, I think what I'm saying, though, is the second one is okay. It's not as bad as the third one or, like, Ghostbusters 2 is what I'm saying.
Okay. I will accept that, yes. But it's still, yeah.
I would also add anything that came after Star Trek, Wrath of Khan.
Okay, so... you and I might disagree on this, but I do enjoy The Voyage Home.
See, I think you're fooling yourself. Because Voyage Home is not as good as you think it is. I enjoy it, but it's not as good as you think it is.
Okay. You know what? You're right. It's not really that good. I find it funny, I guess.
It's funny. It's funny, but it's not... It's just checking for whales.
No, you're right. It's not very good. I mean, it's stupid. Yeah, the whales and the whole thing is, it's dumb. I admit it. But you know what? Fine. It's on the list. I pretend, I won't even say pretend to like it, because I do like it, but I don't like it for good reasons. Like, I like it because it's goofy and funny.
Yeah. No, I don't. You can like things on this list, but I think sometimes people oversell them because of the first one or what came before.
Right. No, you're right. You're right.
Like, also, Return of the Jedi. As we talked about, not that good, but people seem to really put it up there.
True. Now, of the movies we've listed, that's probably the best one.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. I think, now, maybe not you and I, but people in general put Jedi up on a pedestal with the others, and it just doesn't deserve to be there.
Yeah. It's not nearly as good as the other ones. There was one that I thought of the other day. I mean, probably the last two Die Hards would also go on there, because there are people that still like the Die Hards.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, the second one's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, Die Hard with a Vengeance was pretty good, but the second one was pretty much crap.
Well, see, I don't think the second one was crap. See, I wouldn't...
When's the last time you've watched it?
Probably within the last year.
Okay, yeah, me too. It's not unbearable by any means, but it's not very good.
The problem with it is that it kind of follows a formula, but it's not unbearable. I would say it's one of the better ones on this list, especially compared to Live Free or Die Hard and A Good Day to Die Hard.
No, okay, you're right about that.
Now, how would we handle the Bonds? Because there are some Bonds that should go on this list.
That's tough.
Should we just say that there are some Bond movies that go on this list and move on?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we need to go through all of them, but yes. There are James Bond movies on the list that I admit to liking, even though they are not good movies.
Yeah.
I will say, I'll give one example, and I'll call it quits. Moonraker. Moonraker is very, very dumb. It is so stupid. But you want to know something? I enjoy it.
Yeah, Moonraker is very dumb. I was going to say Man with the Golden Gun.
Extremely stupid.
Yeah.
But, again...
But you know, I also...
It's entertaining.
I also partially enjoy it because of Sheriff J.W. Pepper.
Oh, he drives me crazy.
I love that he's in there because he also plays a cop in Superman 2. I just assume it's the same guy.
Yeah, he's just on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, I would... At one point, I would probably put Quantum of Solace on the list. But the more I watch it, the more I can kind of appreciate it for being a thing on its own. So I don't know if I would put that on the list or not.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm not sure if I can necessarily put these on the list because they are so hated by most people, but anything related to the Alien franchise after Aliens.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. I think there's a second list that is also everything else I think is sequels that are just universally hated, but we all watch anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Like there's like Temple of Doom. Like
yeah,
I've never met anyone that's like I really like Temple of Doom.
I'll say this: at least Temple of Doom is good at parts. And most of it is not. Like, the beginning, it has an amazing beginning. And then the end, the whole end, is really good. But there's, like, an hour-long part in the middle where it is just really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I can tell you, they get to the Bangkok Palace, and it stops being... No, you know what? I'm sorry. It stops being good before that. When they jump out of the plane... That's when it starts being bad, as soon as they jump out of the plane. From that point to the moment when Indiana Jones is face down on, or not face down, face up on the conveyor belt going to the Rock Crusher, and he's getting punched by the big guy, and then all of a sudden, the Indiana Jones music kicks in, bum, ba, dum, bum, and he looks up and he just starts beating the shit out of the guy. That exact second, the movie is then good again till the end.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. See, I...
So,
okay, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say at least there's some good parts.
Yeah. I mean, also on the list I put Superman 3 and 4.
Yeah, they're bad.
Which, although they are kind of funny... I went back and watched them, and I rewatched at least the third one, part of the third one. When Superman, it gets really funny when Superman becomes Dick Superman.
Oh yeah, Dick Superman.
And I forgot he goes out and straightens out the Eiffel the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, and
there's the super Italian guy selling the little trinkets, and then he goes to the Olympics. And he's just, like, hanging out, and the guy, like, runs up the stairs to go light it, and then Superman just blows it out. he blows out the torch. Now, the best thing of this scene is, go back and watch just this scene, because my favorite thing about it that I was cracking up at, and I rewatched it twice, is the guy who's holding the torch, he goes to light it, and then Superman blows it out, and they're all kind of, like, look around, and they're like, what? What? And he just kind of looks at the torch and he's like, I don't know what to do. So he just starts slowly walking back down the stairs and then gives a shrug to like everybody else. And he's like, I don't know. I guess I'm done here. I'll go, guys. And just leaves.
I would never notice that.
It's really good. I'm trying to think if there's any other sequels that I would put on that list. See, because I'm thinking of like, the Matrix sequels, but I feel like nobody likes those.
Yeah, no, those are bad. Those are just universally disliked.
Yeah, and then there's like Iron Man 2 that I enjoy, but I will agree isn't that good. But I feel like there's not a huge outpouring of like, oh my god, Iron Man 2 is so good, but really it's just because people like the first one.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's it's liked more than it should be because of the first one.
Yeah.
I won't say it's absolutely horrendous. It's just not that good.
It's not that good. I enjoy it, though. I get some enjoyment out of it. Now, I love the shit out of the third one.
Right.
I would say the third one is my new favorite superhero movie.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I do not apologize for that. I said it at first as a joke, but I really think I do like it better than Dark Knight Rises. Actually, I know I do. I like it way more. I get way more enjoyment out of watching that than Dark Knight Rises. I would actually argue that Dark Knight Rises should go on the list, too.
You think?
I think people love the Dark Knight Rises because it came after the Dark Knight. But as a follow-up, it's really bad, as we discussed, many plot holes.
True.
There's a lot of things that don't really make sense, and I've realized that a lot of the movie is taken up with explaining stuff.
Okay, I'll say this. I'm not sure if I agree I'm not sure I agree to the level at which you don't like it. But I will say that it is liked more because of its predecessor than it probably deserves. I will definitely agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's not that I realize now I don't like it. I don't, because it leaves me just like, this is how Dark Knight Rises leaves me feeling, oh, all right. And then Iron Man 3 leaves me like a little kid being like, I want to be a fucking superhero. Let's go save some people and build some shit. Let's go. Like, that's the way I want to feel after I watch like a superhero movie, is have that like excited feeling. And I at the end of Dark Knight Rises, I'm like, wow, that was kind of angsty. I feel really sad right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I have my issues with Dark Knight Rises, but we could go on all day about that.
Although, and I will say, I have watched Iron Man 3 a lot. So, since it came out, I've seen it several times. And I just, I enjoy it. Like the part where he's saving everybody on the after Air Force One, and they're all falling out. Great moment.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
I like the battle scene at the end a lot more, not in 3D, because when we saw it in 3D, I thought it was all blurry.
It looked a little bit.
It looked a lot nicer on my TV. The whole Mandarin thing, I really enjoy. And you know what else I enjoy? I really enjoy the fact that they set up... There's a lot of humor in it, too, which I liked. But there was a lot of... like setting stuff up without having to explain it. The whole thing where you're like, oh, he can remote control his suit from anywhere.
Yeah.
And he was doing it when he was saving the people on Air Force One.
Right.
Like that's set up way earlier when he does it with Pepper, but like you don't realize that they're setting it up.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oh, like they set it up early, so you were just like, all right, that's totally believable. So, but at the end, like towards the end when he does it, you're not like, well, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like how convenient that he can suddenly manage to do this. So, I mean, I dig it. I enjoy it a lot. Yeah. It leaves me feeling the way like I want to feel after a superhero movie. Kind of like after like Superman, like the first or second one made me feel as a kid, where I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So Iron Man 3 I wouldn't put on the list. I would probably put Dark Knight Rises on there. Also, I'm thinking maybe Batman Returns.
Yes, okay. I will definitely think Batman Returns should go on there, because it's bad.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people like to believe or like to tell themselves that the first two were good and that then they got bad. But I mean, if you want to get technical, the first one was kind of retarded too. But, but the second one was not good. It really wasn't good. And people like to pretend that it was. And they say, oh, and then Batman Forever, then it was terrible. You know, Batman Forever just kind of continued the trend, I feel.
Yeah. Batman Forever, actually, as I recall, wasn't as... It was... Well, here's what I'm saying. Hang on, let me finish that saying. It wasn't as bad as, like, Batman and Robin. Yeah, like, it wasn't...
Oh, no, it wasn't as bad as Batman
and Robin. I would say it was as bad as Batman Returns, but it was just brighter. They just like made a brighter version of it. And then people were like, well, this is stupid.
Well,
because all the Tim Burton movies were really dark.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be a little worse than two than the second one. I'm not gonna say that they're that different, but yeah, I mean, nothing compares to how terrible Batman and Robin was.
It might have, I mean, yeah. It might have been a while since I've seen 2 and 3, so I'm not sure. I'm going to also argue that people like Batman Begins better because of The Dark Knight.
Oh, I agree. Revisionist history.
Yeah.
Yeah, people go back and they think more highly of Batman Begins. Now, did it set up the Dark Knight properly? Yes, I think it did. Is it a good start to the series? It's a fine start to the series. However, it is lacking in many areas.
Yeah.
And it's goofy. It's campy. There's a lot of one-liners that really out of place. The acting's bad. in a lot of cases. Not in all cases. Obviously, you got Christian Bale and fucking Gary Oldman, and it couldn't be that bad. But
and Michael Caine.
And Michael Caine, right. But, I mean, some of the secondary and tertiary characters, really bad acting.
Yeah.
I'm not bashing Batman Begins, but again, people love to go back and, you know, oh my god, it's a flawless series. Well, it's really not a flawless series because, I mean,
the whole thing is boosted by The Dark Knight.
It is. It really is. It's like trying to think of another example of where the other movies or the other things in a series are thought of so much better because of one movie. I mean, Star Wars has the first two movies, which are good, and then the rest of the series is beloved because of it.
You know, I can't think of another thing.
Because most of the other things I'm thinking of, there's at least two that kind of support the good feelings about it. And again, I'm not saying that the other movies are bad in the Batman series, but it's just that the Dark Knight brings it up to another level in people's minds.
Yeah, people praise it so much when, you know, a lot of it relies on the Dark Knight being really good. And a lot of that even relies on the performance of Heath Ledger.
Right. Which, you know, I mean, is actually, okay, this is going a little off topic, but not really. This is the sequels that we pretend to enjoy because of the first movie or one of the movies. Any other Hannibal Lecter movie after Silence of the Lambs?
I'll agree with that, but I'll say it's probably more of a niche thing. I feel like a lot of people really like Silence of the Lambs, but not all those people pretend to like the other Hannibal Lecter movies.
Okay.
But I think anybody that says that they like those other ones are just saying that because of Silence of the Lambs.
Well, right, and that's kind of what I'm saying, is that people who say that they do like Hannibal are full of shit, or they've made themselves believe their own shit, because Hannibal is dumb. And it's a bunch of just garbage recycled. And the only reason why anyone likes it is because of the nostalgia played on Silence of the Lambs. And Red Dragon's a little better, but it's just based off Manhunter, which is better than it. And it's not even... I mean, none of which are just even close to the caliber of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I mean, even, like, I enjoyed the original, The Manhunter. It's a good movie, but again, I
haven't seen the original.
The original it's a really good movie, but there's this whole other group of people who like to pretend that it's better than Silence of the Lambs. You know, it's the same group of people that probably enjoy foreign films just for the fact that they're foreign and they want to be like pretentious about it.
Oh.
It's I'm not saying that it's the same group, but I'm saying it's the same type of people.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, it's better. I'm like, no, it's not. It is not better than Silence of the Lambs. I don't care. You just want to go against the grain because everyone else thinks that Silence of the Lambs is amazing because it is.
Yeah, because that seems like something I would do, and I do that shit.
I know you do.
And I'm trying to be better about it, and I'm honestly not being that way when I voice my dislike of Dark Knight Rises. Now that I may eventually turn around and be like, I do not like Iron Man 3. But, because I listened back to us talking about Dark Knight Rises, and then I was thinking about it, and I was like, I said I enjoyed it, but I've seen it since then, and I really didn't. I no longer enjoy that movie at all. And I think it's because there are certain things that I pointed out where I was just like, I do not like this. Like, and I just can't stop thinking about how certain things just don't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's easy. It's especially easy when everyone likes something. If you find something that you find troubling about the movie and then dwelling on it, it's easy to kind of... I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that it's easy to sit there and make yourself dislike the greater movie because of a couple issues you have with it.
Now, but see, I think I would definitely be doing that if I was saying that I didn't like The Dark Knight.
Okay, well, yes, you definitely would be doing that if but you said you didn't.
But I love The Dark Knight. Like, The Dark Knight is probably... I'm going to say second or third favorite superhero movie. I think right now Iron Man 3 is probably first. I'm going to say Superman 2 second, and then Dark Knight's third.
Hmm. Okay.
I think Dark Knight is definitely the better film. Like, it's definitely... It definitely has more of a, you know, kind of artistic... serious quality to it. Like, there are cinematography elements that are definitely superior to than the other ones, but just in terms of just which ones I like best, I would put those three. I would put those three in that order.
Gotcha.
But Dark Knight Rises just doesn't. It just doesn't do it for me.
I know, buddy. It's okay.
I just It doesn't do it for me. I think because it takes so long to get to set up too. I think that's my other problem. I sit around way too long before things start happening.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
Whereas, like, Superman 2, Iron Man 3, shit starts, like, right away. Like, Iron Man 3, there's, like, 5 minutes of setup. And then, like, the Mandarin's there. And you're just like, oh, okay. This is what we're dealing with. But then there's a lot of stuff going on in Dark Knight Rises where you're just like, eh, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a couple months. Maybe I'll watch it again and dwell on it some more.
Yeah. I'm sure you will.
I'll just sit there with a notebook. I don't like this scene. I don't like this scene. I don't like just this scene.
Brooding look on your face.
No, I'm just, but...
Fucking malcontent.
Yeah. But it is... I think it is definitely boosted by the one that came before it.
I agree.
And on that note, thank you for listening. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And remember, no regrets, and...
If you're going to make a series of movies, don't make the shitty one first. Because we ain't watching the rest.
You know, for all the people listening out there that are like, I'm going to make a series of movies.
I'm going to make the shitty one first. I get this really shitty idea.
I got this really shitty idea. By the third movie, it turns into something really good.
Oh no, people are just gonna love it by the third one.